We're back in public session. I want to first of all recognize our host for today, Robert Galterio from Yonkers Raceway. Thank you for your hospitality.
Anytime.
And I want to thank everyone for their patience while we're in executive session. We just concluded. We discussed the contractual matter, which is the next item on our agenda. Item number 3, contract with the Harness Horse Breeders of New York State. This will be the third year that we're going to have the renewed relationship with the HHBNYS. And a proposed contract is in the members' packet. This will be accomplished by the consideration of the Harness Horse Breeders as a single source provider. There is a single source provider document and draft resolution with the proposed contract. The contract with HHBNYS expires at the end of the year. Our relationship, since it's been reestablished, I think has been positive and beneficial to both organizations. Given a relationship and the tasks that the HHB has done for us, we have recommended an increase in the size of the contract to $220,000 for calendar year 2012. And so another item we'll have to do is to redo our budget from the original holding figure that we had in the budget that we voted on at the last meeting. Mr. Hansen, Ms. Holt, and Mr. Spadaro are here from HHB, and they can, I guess Ms. Holt will be the lead spokesman, provide a synopsis of what the role of HHB is and with this contract and some of the expanded duties.
We have taken the contract that we have in existence for this year. We've added some responsibilities of assisting the fund by taking the nomination payment records, the two-year-old and three-year-old payment records, and providing the eligibility lists. We are assisting by offering to do monitoring of the draws to facilitate entries and the tracks as far as getting their entries in and dealing with them in a timely manner. We are also going to provide eligibility lists. Because we're going to do those records, we can also provide them to the tracks, again, in a timely fashion to assist the fund and allow them more time to do administrative and financial responsibilities for the state program. And we're also going to do the stallion registrations because it works hand-in-hand with the stallion directory. It also works hand-in-hand with our website and our hypomating that we provide for the breeders. And I think those are the biggest changes to the contract.
Questions or comments from members of the board? Well, before we can approve this contract, it will be necessary to adopt a resolution deeming Harness Horse Breeders of New York State as a single source vendor. And to authorize the fund to enter into a single source agreement. We have a motion to accept HHBNY as a single source contractor.
Motion to accept.
Motion by Mr. Hamilton. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor? Aye. Any others? Aye.
aye.
Aye, okay. Motion is approved. We'll now ask for a motion to accept the contract as amended. If people need, there's just a couple of minor technical amendments that were discussed in executive session. The contract, we can, Firestein, do you think that those need to be read?
I don't think they need to be read because the entire contract is
right. It's
not being read, but I will note that they were on page 8, page 9, and page 12 of the agreement.
Page 8 deals with the, instead of the contractor maintain and manage payments. It'll talk about records. We'll still get the payments at the fund. We have a provision that the monies for stallion fees be spent on behalf of the fund, and a provision later on that the HHB will provide information to allow the board, the fund rather, to meet its performance goals as stated with the the administration's intention to have performance measures that every agency can look at and see how well we're doing or not doing, and that HHB will provide the fund with the tools needed to do that job for the governor's office and for the public authorities board. Do I have a motion to accept the contract as amended?
So move as amended.
Moved by Commissioner Morgan. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hamilton. All those in favor? Aye. Contract is approved. Now, I would also need a motion to increase the allocation in the budget that was approved at the November meeting for the HHB contract from $140,000 to $220,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The contract is approved now, and the budget has been amended. Item number four, sire stakes race conditions. A major item that has involved a tremendous amount of staff time and, frankly, volunteer time from a lot of folks is the sire stakes conditions. There has been a concern that the sire stakes program, which is the oldest and best program in the country of its kind, was losing a step in competitiveness with places like Pennsylvania and Ontario, and none of us want to see that happen. In an unusual sort of move to achieve a consensus agreement, a number of meetings had taken place outside the fund at my urging between folks in the breeding community and the racetrack management around the state to come to some sort of concert along with the horsemen. To make the thing better, this has been fraught with some heated discussions, but I think the place we've arrived in is a good one. And I often say that in this breeding fund and in the thoroughbred fund, my role is really to kind of play honest broker and make sure that all the parties are treated fairly and aren't at each other's throats, and we all try to get to the place that's best for everyone in the industry and for the people of the state, because that's really why we run racing, is to make money for the state and create jobs. And I think we've gotten there, and I want to thank, before we hear some of the, I want to ask Tim to talk about some of the conditions, but I want to thank track management, and Mr. Galtero is here, and the horsemen, Mr. Casales here, and Michael Kimmelman, who really has been sort of the pilot of this little project in trying to make this better for everyone. This stems out of some conversations Michael and I had in Saratoga on some steamy afternoons during the summer. I also want to thank our executive director of the RWB, Ron Okram, and Brian Barry, who is in charge of our racing officials, for helping out and making this, I think, something we can all be kind of proud of and look forward to 2012 as being a good year. So, Tim, I'm going to ask you to lead the discussions on the sire stakes, late closers, stake fair races, and conditions in general.
All righty. Just moving ahead this year, we are looking to actually reduce the number of nights of racing by combining our middle tier racing, which you see in your packets as the Excelsior Series, which was formerly similar to the late closers, and having those events on the same night as we have our premier races, the New York Sire Stakes, in most cases. This will accomplish a couple things. It's giving good racing opportunities for the B-level horses earlier in the season, and it might take some pressure off, we're hoping, and it will, I believe, from the number of horses entered into the Sire Stakes, particularly early in the season. This should help us improve the purse amounts, move them upward without actually necessarily having to increase the amount in those legs, but we should be running probably fewer divisions in those legs, and it makes it attractive for the owners, and makes it attractive when you're looking and considering buying a racehorse or a yearling. One thing that's very different and is a positive, in the past, you would nominate your yearling, and then you would pay sustaining fees into the Sire Stakes program, or you could do the county fair by itself. But you had to be into the Sire Stakes program, the A level, in order to get into the B level later on. as was the late closers. Now, owners will have the opportunity, maybe they have a county fair horse, they can go directly into the B level and stake into the B level races without having to go into the sire stakes. Of course, we like them to be staked into all the programs, and it's probably a wise idea to do that. But you don't have to stake into the premier program to get back into the B program. So it's a little more of an a la carte approach, and we're also combining our state fair races to be part of the middle tier races, and that should hopefully give us some actually additional funding to support the B-level races. So I guess that's some of it in a nutshell.
Well, I think that your point about not having to enter the sire stakes to be in the late closes, it makes it fair for everyone, gives people a better shot at a win under their belt. And even as a practical matter, and Mr. And Peter Arjema, who's not here, you know, is the one that points this out, it'll lessen travel costs for people, that they don't have to schlep a horse one night to a track and then bring the horse back and then schlep another horse another night. They can bring two horses on the same night to the same track and compete on the two levels at the same time. So we think that this is a fairer sort of more competitive program that will put us in a better place for this year, and I'm pretty excited about it. And, Betty, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted to ask a question. Tim, you said they're going to be completely separated, right? The Excelsior and the Sire Stakes are going to be completely separate, but here on one of the conditions it says that the April 15th payment has to be made to race in either one. Should that be in here if they're completely separate with separate payments?
Is there a payment for each?
Yes.
So I think what he's saying is to race either one, you must make the final payment.
But there's different conditions for each one. This just, to me, this implies that they have to make this April payment to be in the Excelsior Series. And maybe that's wrong, but if you could just look at it.
Which
it's on
you're looking
53.
At on the Excelsior.
No, number Sire Stakes number 53, three quarters of the way down, future eligibility. And I know that wasn't the intent, so I'm not sure if this is just a typo.
In other words, you're saying Excelsior Series shouldn't be in there.
Exactly. This is only for number 53. There's no connection with the conditions in this with the Excelsior.
Okay, I'm sorry. Whereabouts on the page?
Three quarters of the way down on the left side. It's for future eligibility.
It's under future eligibility.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what number?
There's no number. It's just under the stallion eligibility. Underneath there it says future eligibility. And it says the April 15th payment must be made to race in Sire Stakes and Excelsior Series. And I don't think that was the intent. They were supposed to be completely separate.
Actually, they're not, because they go back and forth.
Yeah, but you got to take two payments of Sire Stakes and two to
see what you're talking about, Tim?
But they're not, don't have to make the April 15th for Sire Stakes to go in and the Excelsior.
Maybe we should just strike the Excelsior Series?
Yeah, if you just took Excelsior out.
That's the one payment you have to make for both. The initial payment puts you into the Sire Stakes races and the Excelsior Series. That one $50 payment.
Right. No, I'm talking about the April 15th payment. There should be an April 15th for the Excelsior and one for Sire Stakes. It shouldn't be one payment for, you have to make one payment for both. So it should just be Sire Stakes. And I know we've worked on these numerous times, I'm sorry, but I just don't want it to appear that they have to make two payments because it's going to really upset people.
Yeah.
Well, they will have to make two payments.
Two payments
to
two different
series. No, this is for future eligibility.
If they don't want to go in the Sire Stakes and they're only paying into the Excelsior, they don't want to think they're going to have to make that second Sire Stakes payment because they don't.
Pardon me?
Right.
Well, you got to...
So if you just took the Excelsior out of there, the Excelsior and State Fair Series, so it would just say you have to make the April 15th payment to raise as a two-year-old in Sire Stakes. That would be all you had to put in there.
Yeah, I believe the old conditions actually said late closer there, so we're just making the change, but that's no longer necessary, so it should be stricken.
So you're ending at Sire Stakes, period, right?
It should be the April 15th.
Strike those words from the sentence.
The April 15th payment must be made to Race as a two-year-old in Sire Stakes.
Period.
Not end of Sire Stakes.
And then the next sentence, we do it again?
No, the next one...
February and April payments must be made.
Yeah, actually, yes, they should come out of there as well.
Sire Stakes, period.
And State Fair ought to come out of there. State Fair races, Excelsior Series ought to come out of there.
And Sire Stakes, period, both.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Any other condition? Mr. Kimmelman, you have anything since you tried to make this thing a better thing? And we recognize that?
I think ultimately, you covered a lot of the path of how we got to where we are very well, and Tim covered, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, as well as, you know, we're certainly trying to spread a large sum of money around if that we possibly can. I think that it would also be mentioned that there, you know, is a strong likelihood of a fairly special weekend in Vernon to be planned through a gathering of the events that were already going to be there to somewhat simulate what we had years ago in Syracuse, which might give us more of an event atmosphere and, you know, possibly an opportunity to, you know, have our meeting there like we always used to, and maybe get a little more participation than we get when everybody kind of drives up to State New York and drives back and the owner's watching on TV. So I think certainly everybody involved made a tremendous effort. The rest of the schedule will fall on Peter Argem, as you said. I believe Jason Settlemore and Jeff are going to try to help him with that as well, especially if that pertains to the races that will be held during that weekend.
Okay, any other discussion on this?
One other question.
Mr. Hamilton.
New York Sire Stakes 53. If you go to racing conditions, it'll be on your second page, subsection 14. All questions of eligibility will be decided by the fund and the New York State Racing Wagering Board. That should also carry over into the Excelsior Series conditions. So rather, unless the intent under stallion eligibility, which was number 3, subsection, or actually number 4, I'm sorry, it says all eligibility must be certified by the fund. Are they referring to stallion eligibility or question of eligibles to that program?
I believe the latter is mentioned referring to stallion eligibility.
Stallion eligibility would be certified by the fund. Then maybe under eligibility we should include what it states in condition 53, all questions of eligibility will be decided by the fund.
Keith, on the next page it has it under.
It is there.
Under 13.
Okay. I'm sorry, it is. Didn't see it. Sorry. My bad.
Okay. We're going to adopt one resolution that will cover all 4 conditions. That would include the Sire Stakes, New York State Sire Stakes, number 53, the New York Excelsior Series, as it's now going to be named, State Fair Races 2012, the 2012 New York Sire Stakes Fall Harvest Races, and the 2012 New York Sire Stakes County Fair Races.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve the conditions as presented and slightly amended by the board?
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Conditions are improved. I want to, again, because this is pretty important stuff, thank Executive Director Tim Gordon, the harness horse breeders, the track management folks from around the state, the horsemen, and the breeders, as represented by Mr. Kimmelman, for really trying to put our heads together as a group and try and make things better for everyone. I think, you know, hopefully we will look back at this time next year and say this was a pretty good idea to do this. And we'll, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. Next item is item number 5, the proposed fund lobbying policy. Another of the requirements of the authority's budget office is a lobbying policy. As we've discussed in the past, the authority's budget office has required all authorities to have certain policies in place. The policy before you addresses lobbying, and it's the same that was exact same that was recently adopted by the Thoroughbred Fund. I'll ask Executive Director Tim Gordon to offer an explanation.
From time to time, we may, in our capacities here, be approached by a registered lobbyist who might want to share some ideas with us. And any time we would have such a meeting, we need to keep record of it, or I need to keep record of it. But any officer here gathered will need to make me aware of it so I can include that into the record. And we need to maintain that record for 7 years. And again, this is a good government measure. So don't forget to let me know. And if a lobbyist comes knocking on your door, some of us may get that more than others. I think I've had one call since I've been in the office. But I'll have to make note of that now that we've adopted this measure.
Questions or comments from the board? I'll entertain a motion to accept this as our lobbying policy and submit it to the ABO. Is there a motion?
So moved. As a former lobbyist. As a former lobbyist.
and one with family ties. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. The lobbying policy is approved. Next item is old and new business. So any old business people have? Under new business, Mr. Gordon has received a letter from Bernard White from the Goshen Historic Tract. Do you want to discuss that?
Yes, sorry for the late nature of this, although the letter was received earlier on. I had a little trouble locating it, but I did get a hold of Mr. White, who was happy to send a copy of that. As we all hold dear the historic track in Goshen. However, it's an aging structure and continues to need some TLC. So I wanted the board to be aware, and I told Mr. White that I would share this letter with you as they're seeking to replace the roof. They've already made some significant repairs over the years, and they have a new project underway. The iron workers have devoted quite a bit of free labor time, and Bernie thinks they would do that again in the future, but there is an ask here for $75,000 to help with the reconstruction of the grandstand and the roof there. So true to my word, I wanted Mr. White to know that, yes, I would make the board aware of this.
And we have a line in our budget for 2012 for him, I believe, as it is now.
Well, we're doing something for the museum. If we did do something more, we just should include that we would amend the budget accordingly if it's so desired by this board.
I think that at this point our budget is pretty well set, and I don't think we should make major changes in it right now before we enter 2012. And if we're in a position to do so as we move forward, we can do that. Any other new business? Well, hearing none, I want to...
If I may?
Commissioner Morgan.
Director and I had talked about that. We talked at the Goshen about the premium monies being paid to the county fairs. And I brought some information for Tim's background. There are 44 county fairs, 8 youth fairs, 22 fairs with harness track or with harness racing. The premium money that is paid to those fairs many times goes into... blue ribbons and what have you for the horses and what have you, and I would like to urge the board to consider if there is excess balance that they do a grant to the New York Agricultural Association of Fairs for premium money. Under the tight budgetary restraints of the state, they've been cut, and I'd hate to see them lose some of the youth that move on into our racing industry.
Is there an amount that they have in mind?
No, there is not. Excuse me, there's not. But I came up with a small formula of we gave $2,000 to the 22 fairs, and the balance of the fare is $1,500, and even Long Island Fair, which is new, which it does not show every year, would be a total of $90,500.
Okay. Can that group put it in the form of a proposal? And
yes, sir.
We could consider it next year? That'd be great. We, as you probably know, we do a 4-H grant as well to get more youth interested in careers or the sport, and certainly the fund is supposed to engender those kinds of efforts around the state, and that sounds like a noble one. Be happy to consider it in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other business before the board? If not, I wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday Season. We will see you in the new year. God willing. Thank you very much.
God willing.
Meeting adjourned.
Good. Good. Joe, don't get up.